It's so good to see you, Carly Pierce, obviously.
Thank you.
So obviously coming off a couple fun videos that you've posted and gone viral, so you know we'll start there. I think the plain one is my favorite.
Is it?
Obviously.
I feel like some people have been like, I thought you were humble until now. Like, why would you ask people? And I'm like, are you serious?
I thought this that was humble.
Video
right.
is like the most making fun of the fact that people don't know who I am. Like, how is that not humble?
Right. Well, and I mean, you're on a Southwest plane.
Yes.
You're not like...
I'm literally in the back row. Some of you didn't know.
Where is my first class drink?
Yeah, I'm in the back row of the Southwest.
There's not a lot you can probably do without being judged in a million different ways.
I get judged for everything.
Everything.
Yes.
Does that happen in Nashville when you're walking around? Can you do that? Or are you getting recognized all the time in Nashville? What's your life like?
I get recognized, but I feel like people are pretty cool about it and they don't expect to see you like walking around. So, I mean, and it doesn't bother me if people come up to me.
I was talking to Dylan Scott about this too, because he had like a candid photo of him at Disney World with his family or something like that, and they didn't come up to him and say hello. Okay, do you hate that?
Say hello.
Okay, I was going to ask if you want people to say hello as opposed to like sneaky little
picture. I've had people when I'm sitting at a bar like do this and take a picture, and I'm like, please just ask or say hi. Yeah.
Well, then you could make sure it's a good picture too,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yes.
What do you think would be the worst place to be caught and recognized?
The worst place? Oh my god.
Like, oh god, when I go here, I hope nobody knows that I sees me.
Ooh, that's a really good question. I don't know, like if you went into like Hustler, but I don't do that, but that would be the worst.
You went into a little red light shop.
Yes,
or something
if you
like
did that, but not that I do that. I definitely would just order online. But
if you do, absolutely no judgments here, right?
No like judgment.
For anybody that does do
that. Yeah, it's totally fine.
Everyone's got your thing.
That was not what you were expecting me to say, was it?
No, but it's a great... You write the story you're living in the moment, right?
Yeah, I do.
So what is your story now? What are you writing now?
Yeah, I mean, the last few years, you know, I wrote 29 when I was 29. I'm 33 now, so a lot has changed. I'm in a really good place. I think for, you know, the first couple of years, it felt very transitional. Just kind of figuring out my way of life again after a really hard time. But it's really good, and I've been writing a bunch, and I know that people are really excited because obviously
everyone
I
wants
have,
to know what are you writing. You're right.
I have
what
a new single,
about?
And now that means more stuff. So I'm really excited to get to share. I feel like nobody really knows what's been going on, really. So it's fun
That's
to think.
Why I ask.
You are going to get to know what the last few years have been like for me. Very
I
soon.
Like that you write in this negative space, not negative as in bad, but negative as in the opposite of what you see on the surface and what is in the forefront, as opposed to going, you know, this is all what we fight about. But really, it's when we don't fight.
Yeah.
You know, the silence, the things you didn't do, things like that. That's a really interesting place to write from because you're just so in tune with the things that are actually mattering when you're writing, which I think is just so special.
Thank you.
What do you think Carly Pierce is known for?
Known for?
Yeah.
Bad relationships? No, I'm joking.
What will Carly Pierce be known for?
I think I'm known for writing the things that maybe some people are too uncomfortable to write about.
Taking some risks.
Yeah, I think I am the artist that maybe makes you go, did she really just say that? And that's the kind of person that I want to be. That's the kind of artist that I want to be.
Like the porn part you said earlier.
Yeah, I mean,
whoa,
I said,
she really said that.
I don't want you to catch me in Hustler buying anything in there. But I mean, honestly, I would say that people think I'm real and honest and true to myself and am willing to be vulnerable in moments that maybe... aren't exactly fun, but I choose to do it because I find it rewarding.
That's how you become a new person, right? You become like a phoenix, right? You come
you
from the ashes
honest.
And rise again. And,
and you got to go through it.
Go through the hard stuff gets you. So before we go, I like to play this game. Really easy, I won't make you do anything weird, but it's called Wrong Lyrics Only.
Okay.
I know it's really simple. I'll give you the lyrics to your own song.
Oh, God.
When I stop, you fill in the blank with anything but the actual lyric of the song. So, like, first weirdest thing that comes.
Oh,
way,
no.
Yeah, the
okay.
only way you lose is if it's the actual lyric to the song.
Okay.
We'll just do two real quick.
Okay.
So, we'll start with what he didn't do. Okay? So, I ain't going to tell you everything he did, but I'll tell you...
that he was not good to me.
Oh,
bye.
Damn. It didn't even have to be about that. He could have said that, like, I had a good poop earlier or something like that.
Hey, I'll make it uncomfortable.
Well, no, the poop thing might have been
that
more uncomfortable.
That would have been weirder.
Okay, and of course from the new song with Chris Stapleton.
Yes, I know. It's crazy.
Oh, we don't fight anymore. The only time we ever touch is in the hall. We talk about blank if we talk at all. What are we talking about?
We talk about who's going to do the dishes, if we talk at all.
That's right.
And change the trash.
And who does that on the bus?
Not me.
Not me.